Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1741 London Winter Time. Well, this has really been a day of two halves. Over the last couple of days, the metals have really been getting hit quite heavily, and especially some of those ETFs like the energy and basic materials ETFs really took a beating. And it looked like they were going to continue getting beaten down today until those trade figures came out of the US. And the trade deficit has widened to 58.3 billion. That's up 1.9 billion on December. Well, as a result of that, what was really looking like quite a bad day for some of the metals and the commodities in general has really turned around. For example, oil was down as low as 52.50, but it's actually, as we speak, at 54.40, so that's quite a large reversal. And a number of the metals have got very big tails on the bottom now, so that's quite a bullish sign. And of those, the one on nickel is particularly strong. That really was taking a big beating this morning and has really turned around and is actually up on the day. Just to quickly tell you where the metals are. The US listed copper had been as low as 145.60. It's currently at 148.70. That's still down nearly a dollar on the day. But 3 months copper is down 9, as tin is at up 50, zinc is up 10, nickel is up 120. Aluminium's down 14, and lead is flat on the day. But all of those showed really significant losses this morning. Something that really is also looking very, very good. We've been saying for months and months now that the grains were dirt cheap, and over the last couple of weeks they've really taken off. Corn is the one that's lagging behind. That's currently sitting at 2.30, up 3 on the day. We were hoping that these would have a bit of a retracement before they really took off, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. When you look at wheat, which has been absolutely powering ahead, just looking at the continuation chart now, and I mean it's just two big dynamics the last couple of days, so broken out of a small trading range and really taking off, up 10 and a quarter at the moment at 357.5. So that's definitely the leader of the grains. Soybeans is also looking very strong. Oats hasn't quite broken out of the sideways range which it's been in for the last, I guess, 3 months. But these grains are really starting to look good. A couple of the other soft commodities that have, I suppose, been leading the move over the last 3 to 4 months would be the Arabica coffee contract, which was down a little bit today, but still it's been really just a very consistent upward move over the last month. And excuse me, the orange juice contract broke up today, gapped up in fact. And just looking at the continuation chart, that's currently sitting at 100.35, which is really very bullish because it's really shown itself that it can break out of the sort of resistance level that was holding it below 90 until the beginning of March. So the orange juice is looking good. And while sugar hasn't really done very much, it is looking stronger, and it does look like it's going to follow the rest of them up now and start to break out of the top. We'll see. Cocoa, and let me just pull that chart up. That is also one that gapped up today, and it came down off the open. It's up 52 at the moment at 1805, so finding support at 1800, and that's above the last two highs. There was a high 4 days ago at found resistance at 1800, and back in November, it tried 3 days in a row to get above 1800 and failed. So if it can maintain itself above 1800, then that's very encouraging. So these soft commodities are really starting to look Very good. And because they've been so remarkably depressed, they really probably have quite a long way to go. Whereas the metals, which had a fantastic year all the way through 2004, 2003, they're breaking out to all-time highs. You'll see the chart on Comment of the Day where I took just the longest charts I could find on the Bloomberg. I'd really like to see even longer ones, but Bloomberg don't have the data. But what that is really looking to me like is that just a very long-term range, and it looks to me that they're going to break out to the upside when you have that in just enormous demand just under the highs for the last couple of years. If the global market just stays on track, we're going to see much higher metal prices. Of course, if anything could happen between now and when that happens, but we'll just watch the price charts to see what happens. The bonds, the treasuries are down 21 points at 110.23, and it really is looking like that they're finding support at the bottom of the range at 110. We'll definitely have to keep our eyes peeled for those, just in case they break down, because they really are starting to look top heavy in that overall ranging type three top. Same sort of thing with the JGBs. They've definitely found support at the 137 level. So we'll but they're still, very much in a short-term downtrend and an overall topping formation. So the next couple of days will really be pivotal for those. I suppose it's all down to what the dollar does, and that's really been the motivating factor over what's happened today. The euro had been as low as 133.90 today, but it's currently at 134.64, up 46 points on the day. So that dollar weakness is definitely feeding through into the markets, and the dollar index really does look like it's going to go right down and test the lows, or maybe even set new lows. And we'd be looking for support at 80 before maybe a very short-term rebound. But this sort of consolidation we've had over, well, I suppose you couldn't really call it a consolidation, but the rally we've had from January to mid-February, that's definitely over. What we really need to wait now and see is whether this is going to really continue the phenomenal down move of the dollar, or whether we're going to see some range trading. I would suspect we're going to see the dollar range between 80 and 84 for a while longer, purely because every other central bank in the world, apart from the US, is going to complain mightily. And if it really does start moving below 80, the calls for, or the argument for multilateral intervention will bound to be bound to come to the fore quite a bit more. But apart from that, just a quick look at the global stock markets. And there's a couple of more really quite worrying signs. New Zealand has had two really big, well, not really big, but quite large downward dynamics the last 2 days in a row. It looks very much like what Australia did about 2 weeks ago. Australia rallied really exactly where it needed to, and New Zealand really needs to rally on Monday to maintain that uptrend, because these two dynamics are out of character with the upward move so far, and it's an inconsistency in the trend. So we'll really have to keep an eye on that one. Thailand as well, that's definitely an index that looks like it w well definitely looked like it was going upwards a couple of months ago, but it had a down move again today. It's down 8.5. It's at 710.98 at the moment, and now we've got two lower lows, so that really needs to find support and start moving upwards. It would also mean, I mean, the fundamental picture for Thailand is good, so this is probably a buy opportunity on any further weakness. And then a lot of the resource stocks, they were down yesterday, but obviously they're recovering quite well now with the strength in the metals markets and the weaker dollar. Canada was down, Mexico. Brazil had been down, but it's actually up on the day at the moment. And I suppose another one of the leading indices was the Irish index, the ISIC index, and that's been down. Well, that took a really big hit from the Alan drug scare, but that's been down every day since, and that has been a leader on the upside the whole way up. So that's another warning shot across the bow. Gasoline, which had been very strong all the way up in this rally, had two down days, but again, that's up on the day. I'm diverging from my quick talk about the equity markets. The US, just on those trade figures, the Dow is down 18, the S&P is down 2.8, Nasdaq is down 7, but all the European indices closed up. So that is encouraging, but I suspect that they'll go down again on Monday. Just that bad news from the US feeding through into the European markets on Monday. But I know that David's going to be out around Easter, so I'll be back doing the audio and writing the comment of the day. If there's anything at all you'd like me to cover, just send me an email, and thank you for your time. Good night.